about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Now we're talking. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. A very, very busy day thus far, but I want to make sure that those of you that listen to this hour don't miss a beat. We got a great show today. I know, for once, huh? I want to talk about medications and side effects, like strange side effects, like losing your sense of smell, your urine changing colors. A lot of us don't realize that we could be taking a medication, taking an antibiotic, and we could have a tendon rupture. So I want to kind of educate you on what medicines can do what, and just kind of dissect through those. So we're going to hit that later in this hour. Also, there was news today about blood clots and where should you sit on the plane. Does it matter whether you're in coach or first class, etc.? We spent a significant amount of time on the first hour talking about that, but I want to spend a little bit more time on blood clots, how you get them, who gets them, what to do if you get them, why you're getting them. I think blood clots are a very, very important subject, and I want to make sure everybody gets educated on that. Also, some news that we're going to cover. I guess one of the universities has the morning after pill being dispensed in a vending machine, so people can just now get emergency contraception, like they could buy a tampon in the bathroom. We're going to talk about that. I also want to talk about the service dog that could handle at least 100 different commands. I mean, this dog is pretty darn smart. I mean, my animals, they're like, duh. But service dogs, I mean, we really, I wish we had more of them, because these things are just absolute lifesavers. So a lot of cool stuff to talk about. And the subject of salt came up over the last couple of days, of how we're overeating salt. We kind of talked about the amount of salt in certain foods. We spent a significant amount of time during the first hour. I'll summarize those things, those most important bulleted topics on that too. Okay. Yes. And hopefully I'll do this all speaking clearly and coherently. I know, that's the trick. All right. So for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, but I'd love to hear from you. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Of course, you can email me. We'll take your emails. I have some emails to get through today at drdahlia.com. You can listen to us now 24/7 on gcnlive.com, on demand 24/7. So if you do miss the show, well, obviously you aren't missing this show because you're listening, but for any of my other shows, you could catch them there. And please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook. I post a lot of things I talk about on the show on Facebook. Like, for example, when we were talking about salt and the salt intake of foods, whether it's alcohol, whether it's meat, breads, pasta, etc., there's a list from the USDA that I have posted on Facebook. Again, you could look at it there, download it, etc. So a lot of good topics. Okay, let's move into digestion. I know a lot of us have digestive problems. I mean, some more than other and others. And we talk about certain foods that cause it, but there's some things on here that I think a lot of people forget. So I want to just quickly touch upon these. Now, probably one of the biggest culprits of us having digestive problems is the high fat and fried foods. Okay, remember, fat is very difficult to break down. You know, we've all tried to chew on fat. We've all tried to break it down, dissolve it. It's very difficult. Well, what makes you think your bowels have any easier time with it? Now, many of us, I think, have underlying gallbladder issues. You know, we talk about gallbladder a lot on the show. I think we need to probably revisit that sometime. Gallbladder. It's the kind of your oil pan of your body. Your liver that sits above it makes bile. Bile is necessary to digest your food. So the liver makes bile 24/7. But it has to be stored somewhere because you don't eat 24/7. You eat a few times a day. Hopefully you're eating a few times a day, not just once a day. So the bile has to be stored, and it's stored in a little purse, little gallbladder. And when the gallbladder gets a signal from your stomach, it'll shoot out the bile so it meets the food as it goes down into the small intestine. Now, sometimes our gallbladders feel overworked, or sometimes some of the bile starts to solidify and you get gallstones. And when you eat high, heavy food, difficult to digest food that really wears and tears, you know, on your digestive system, your gallbladder has to overwork. And when your gallbladder has to overwork, sometimes it can underwork. So for those of you that have pain in the right upper quadrant, the right upper area, kind of under the rib, I definitely suggest you have your doctor check it out, medical provider, have them do an ultrasound, have them do some blood tests, and take a peek. Also, whenever your doctor does that, ask them to check your pancreas. Because if you do have a gallstone that gets stuck, because rather than shooting bile, a little gallstone gets thrown up in there and tries to pass, that could cause backflow pressure to the pancreas. And a pancreas that gets backflow pressure is a mean pancreas. And those pancreases, oh, you don't want to mess with them. That's a statement we always learned in school. Don't mess with the pancreas, but it was a different four-letter word than mess. Pretty scary stuff. So you want to get your gallbladder checked. Okay. They also said you need to avoid chili peppers, spicy. You know, we always talk about spicy food. I know a lot of people, they love the Tabasco sauce and their peppers, etc. But remember, your body may not be able to handle it. Once in a blue moon is fine, but every day, no. Dairy. Many people cannot tolerate dairy, especially if you're lactose intolerant and you don't make lactase, the enzyme that breaks down the milk and the dairy. So you may have to get those lactate tablets, but also it could be the fat content, too, of the dairy. And the fat content could, again, bother the gallbladder. So it's all related. Now, they say berries could be an issue for people that have diverticulosis. Now, we talk about diverticulosis. Those are little pockets in your colon that you have. And if you get a little seed stuck or a little berry stuck in there, then you could get diverticulitis, which is infection or inflammation of those little pockets in the colon. So we tell you to avoid berries. We tell you to avoid bananas with seeds. We tell you to avoid popcorn, etc., because those things could get stuck in those little pockets, fester, and become an issue. Okay, we're coming up on break. There's some more to this list that I want to talk about, so please don't go away. And our number is 1-877-DOCDOLLY. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Dahlia.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so I love talking about the bowels because so many of you and me that are listening right now, we'll either have reflux, we'll have heartburn, or we'll burp a lot, or we'll have stomach upset, we'll have gastritis, we'll have gallbladder problems, indigestion, gas, colon issues, diverticulitis, diverticulosis, etc. And for the most part, yeah, there's medications that we could use, but it really comes down to diet, and we need to change our diet. And it's kind of a sign of aging. I remember as a kid, I'd see my mom, I'd see my grandma, I'd see my dad, I'd see my aunt say, oh, I can't eat that. Oh, I can't touch that pizza. Oh, I can't do that. And, you know, I'd look at them and go, come on, you're acting like a granny. You know, just chomp that pizza down. And then, you know, here I am, I'm 40, and I'm like, oh, whoo, I got to lay off the hot sauce. Oh, I got to lay off that. And it's true. You know, I don't know how these kids can eat anything. I mean, I see how my kids pound food down, whether it's spicy, etc., and no heartburn, nothing, and I don't want them to have it by any means. But, you know, as we age, boy, do we feel things. So, you know, this list that I'm discussing, you know, foods you should avoid, foods you need to watch out for, foods that may be okay, really relate to all of us. Now, right before the break, we were talking about diverticulitis, diverticulosis. Just to quickly review, diverticulosis is a is a anatomical issue you have with your colon. Nothing dangerous. You're not going to die any sooner than somebody else. But you have these pockets or these little ticks, we call them, in your colon. Little crevices, little pockets where food could get stuck. Now, if food does get stuck, and not everybody with diverticulosis will get diverticulitis, but if you do, signs would be pain, usually on the left side, because the descending colon usually would have these types of ticks in them. It would be, left-sided burning, pain, diarrhea, sometimes blood, and it could hurt. It could hurt. And an attack of diverticulitis could be life-threatening if one of the little ticks decide to perforate. Now, the one thing we don't want to have is a bowel perforation. Why? Well, remember, your body is pretty sterile on the inside. But what part is not sterile? Your poop, right? You have E. coli, bacteriodes, gram-negative bacilli, all sorts of, stuff. So if you get a little tick that bursts or any sort of bowel perforation, that stool and the inside contents go throughout the abdomen, and then you could get a peritonitis, which is itis or inflammation of your peritoneum. Very difficult to treat, but antibiotics, we have to basically wash you out, and we got to try to repair that hole that you have. Now, some people get perfed ulcers, perforations in their intestine, which is why you really don't want to blow off an ulcer either. I can't tell you how many of my patients, they'll come in, they'll be asking for Nexium or Prilosec or Prevacid. They say they're popping Alka-Seltzer or Zantac over the counter, and I'm like, look, you could have an ulcer, And I go, and then they go, well, if I have an ulcer, what are they going to do? They're going to treat me with Nexium or Prilosec or these same medications anyway. So why don't you give them to me? I'll save money. I'll save time. And I'll avoid the Tabasco sauce. No, someone's got to watch that. Remember, an ulceration is an eating away of your tissue. When you have an ulceration, it's like an indentation. You've lost mass. You've lost surface area. You've lost depth. Well, how much depth do you have until it goes out into the open? And so if you have a perforated ulcer, or if you have a diverticula that perforates, the inside contents of your abdomen can go into the the inside contents of your colon can go into the inner abdomen, can be very, very dangerous. You could go into sepsis, shock, etc. So you don't want to mess around with that. Honestly, I talk about everybody needing a good cardiologist. I'm going to also say I think everybody should have a good gastroenterologist. You need to. No, I didn't say proctologist. I like proctologists. I think they do very good. All right. But if you don't want to go to a proctologist, then go to a gastroenterologist. Right? And it's not the most difficult thing. Okay. So we're talking about berries, where some people need to avoid berries. Some people need to avoid sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, if you have these diverticula. Now, I think it's important for those of you that have these little pockets in your colon to be identified. The reason why is a very rare complication of having your colonoscopy is having a perforation. Okay, and sometimes a perforation could happen because of these little pockets or diverticula. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second, how do I identify if that's me? Because if I have a colonoscopy and there could be that risk, well, usually most gastroenterologists, they assume you have it until proven otherwise. So they go in being very careful. But another thing some patients opt for is the barium enema. All right. No, don't laugh. It's a very useful tool, right? Where contrast goes in as an enema, and then they take pictures. You don't have to put them on Facebook. They take pictures, and then if you see the little pockets, rather than the nice kind of colon snake looking organ, then they could say, oh, okay, well, he's got pockets. All right. So that's a way to also determine. But if diverticulosis is in the family, you need to tell your gastroenterologist that, because we need to find out if that could be you. And then you're going to have to avoid sunflower seeds and strawberries and banana seeds and popcorn, nuts, etc. Okay. Now, they say chocolate could be a villain for people with bad digestive systems. I don't know if it's so much the chocolate with the theobromine as much as many chocolate. A lot of chocolate has milk and it has fat. Now, remember, before the break, we were talking about fat and gallbladder. Some bodies, some human systems really can't handle the fat. So that could be an issue. right? Or it could be the sugar, etc. But chocolate will give you heartburn. So for those of you that suffer with chocolate, you know, with heartburn, that could be an issue. And going on to heartburn, coffee, tea, soda pop, coffee, tea, and soda pop. What they do is they can relax your esophageal sphincter. Now, you have a sphincter. You have sphincters all over the place. But one sphincter connects the esophagus to the stomach. Now, remember, the esophagus is the feeding tube. The stomach has the acid. And when that sphincter is relaxed, acid can come back up. Food can come back up into the esophagus. Some of you have tasted that. It's horrible. So you don't want relaxation of the sphincter. You kind of want it working and being a little bit more, you know, resistant and resilient. But we've known, I mean, for ages, that caffeinated drinks make you burp and that could increase your reflux. You don't want anything that causes relaxation of your lower esophageal sphincter. I'm not talking about rectum. I'm talking about that. Okay, now, they say yogurt is probably one of the best things for your digestive system as long as you can handle the dairy. If you can't handle dairy, yogurt may not be good for you. But low-fat yogurt, I think, is wonderful. Maybe it's because of the bacteria. Maybe it's because it's already mushy, you know, so you don't have to do too much work to digest it. And again, low-fat, less fat. So yogurt could be an issue. They say kimchi. Kimchi, a Korean favorite. I'm reading this from Fox News Health. It's made with cabbage, radish, onion, spices. They say that helps promote growth of bacteria in the colon. Be careful. Some of us can't tolerate onions. It gives us gas. But they say kimchi. Now, lean meat, fish, body handles that a heck of a lot better than red meat. A lot better. Lean meat, fish, we knew that. And then whole grains. We talked about whole grains. I don't know if it was this week or last week, where you need to be careful because some whole grains still have a lot of the refined grain. But if it's honest to God whole grain, that's pretty good. Your body loves fiber. Now, if you don't have the diverticulosis, bananas are very good. You know, whenever people have stomach upset, we tell them, even kids, we tell them to go on a BRAT diet, bananas, rice, applesauce, and toast, because those are very easy on the stomach. They're very easy to digest. And bananas, you know, it actually, they say, can help restore normal bowel function, especially if you have diarrhea. And that's good to know. It kind of helps bind you up a little bit. And again, they're soft, very easy to digest. Again, be careful because they do have little seeds. They could get stuck in people with diverticulosis. And then finally, ginger. We've been using ginger. When I had morning sickness, my OB gave, you know, told me to take ginger. Ginger snaps, ginger ale, etc. But it helps relieve nausea, vomiting, motion sickness. Even just straight ginger we've used for morning sickness. It's great. Again, though, you got to be careful because of heartburn, especially if you take it in the form of ginger ale. That's, you know, an issue. So I think we covered pretty well foods that can, you know, affect your digestion. I know there's many more. I'm sure some of you are like, oh, you know, she forgot to bring up rhubarb. I mean, you know, or papaya. Yeah, papaya is supposed to help. But, you know, I kind of avoided a lot of the acidic fruits for now. But just, you know, think before you eat. Okay? And I know we just got through Super Bowl, so a lot of us, our tummies are still kind of churning, but, you know, if so, then just kind of maybe yogurt it up, banana it up, go soft. All right, when we come back, salt in our diet. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay. So we spent a significant amount of time in the previous hour on salt intake because a story broke today saying that 9 out of 10 people consume too much sodium. Again, I was shocked it was only 9 out of 10. I thought 10 out of 10. But, you know, the milligram maximum should be 2,300 milligrams, 2.3 grams. And apparently most people eat 3.3 grams, an extra gram of salt a day. So we spent a bunch of time, a significant amount of time talking about foods and what their sodium intake is. And the CDC had come out on their website giving us a list of the foods containing the most amount of salt. And we would think potato chips and crackers and pretzels would be top of the list, but actually bread and rolls were high on the list. All right. Then came, I guess, processed foods and pizza and sandwich meats and cheese and meatloaf, etc. And I guess popcorn and pretzels were number 10 on the list. And when we were looking at the USDA list of food and sodium content in foods, I mean, it proved it. You know, wheat flour had for one cup 1,100 milligrams of sodium, which is half your daily recommended allowance. So I urge you to go to my Facebook, if you're on Facebook, and go to my Facebook page to look up the USDA list. If not, go to USDA and look at their salt intake list. You know, if not, it's very easy to find. You can even Google salt content of foods. But it's really important because we don't look at that. And we look at our sugar, we may look at our fat, and we forget to look at salt. Because, you know, many of us are so preoccupied with losing weight and, you know, trying to keep our weight down. We forget about how our cardiovascular health really needs to have low sodium and high potassium diets. We've been talking about that for years, and even before we identified it was potassium, we were telling you fruits and vegetables. Why? Fruits and vegetables are low sodium, high potassium. So my recommendation is really learn your foods, know what you're looking at, but realize that your breads, your carbohydrates, your pastas, your rice, etc., are probably going to be your biggest culprits. Okay. Now let's move on to the next topic. This is a great topic. I wish I talked about more. We talk about medication side effects a lot on the show. Like one example is ACE inhibitors. We talk about that a lot, giving you that dry cough. For those of you taking lisinopril, benazepril, zestril, enalapril, you can have a dry, nagging cough. That could be a side effect. But many people, they freak out. They'll take a medication and they won't be able to smell. And there's, you know, they go, what the heck is going on? Why can't I smell? Well, Vasotec, a medication used for congestive heart failure, blood pressure, can actually cause you to have problems with your ability to smell. It can mess with your hearing. It can mess with your vision, give you dry eyes, etc. But ear ringing in the ears. But it can also cause a change in your ability to smell. So we're going to kind of go over now in the next few minutes weird side effects of medications. Now, if you don't remember, all right, some of these weird side effects, or if I don't mention a medication that you're on, my recommendation to everybody is always have a list of medications in your wallet. If you can laminate it, that'll even be better. But make sure you always have a list of medications, because if you do have a side effect and you forget, for example, amnesia. Amnesia, where you lose your memory, that's a side effect of Mirapex. Now, many of you are on Mirapex for restless leg syndrome, okay? And so you may actually forget that you've been taking this medication. And so when the doctor's like, huh, why have you memory loss? Is this dementia? Is this Alzheimer's? It could be your Mirapex. And a lot of people don't realize your statins, cholesterol medication, can cause memory loss. Now, the big side effects we see with cholesterol medications is it can irritate the liver, it can cause muscle aches, joint aches, but we don't think about how memory loss could be a culprit. So just keep in mind, if you're starting to lose your memory, could be your cholesterol medication, could be your restless leg syndrome medication. Now, speaking about aches and pains, even though the statins could cause aches and pains, we talked about why, most of your cholesterol is made in your muscle and not your liver. It's made in the liver too, but mostly in the muscle. So these medications work in the muscle, which is why you could get muscle aches. Well, also allergy medications could make you ache, like Allegra, fexofenadine. Some of your antihistamines could actually give you aches and pains. So if you're starting to hurt, don't think, well, you know, I stopped my cholesterol, it's still not working. Again, it could be your Allegra. Now, we touched upon vision problems with Vasotec. Vasotec, enalapril. It's an ACE inhibitor. We talked about cough with those. We talked about issues with vision or smell. Don't forget Viagra. Remember, Viagra would give people blue vision. There also could be vision loss, just complete blood flow loss to the optic nerve. This is called non-arteritic ischemic optic neuropathy. Again, a side effect of Viagra. So if you have any eye issues when you're taking Viagra, I know that. Now, remember, we're talking about weird side effects. I know some of you are like, oh, Viagra can cause priapism. Viagra can cause blood pressure drops. Yeah, we know that. We're just kind of talking about the weird side effects, okay? Next, urine colors, okay? Your urine changing color. Now, this is interesting. If you want a bulleted list, I recommend go to Discovery Fit and Health, okay, or How Stuff Works. I'm looking at the source now. Great source. Great source for weird side effects of prescriptions. Okay, so colored urine. Many of you have already experienced different colors in your urine when you take that pyridium over the counter. When you have a bladder infection and you take the phenazoperidine or the pyridium, it'll turn your urine red, okay? Well, a lot of people don't realize taking Flagyl can turn your urine black. Now, I took a sulfa drug. I had a reaction to it. My urine turned brown, but that was actually a hemolytic reaction I was going into. But sometimes your urine could just change color because that's just what how the chemical reacts with your urea. But they say flagyl can make your urine turn black. Please tell your doctor if that happens. Aldomet, methyl dopa that we use for high blood pressure in women, can also cause your urine to turn black. Okay. Now, part of the reason why is it'll react with the bleach of the toilet. So it's not so much the kidneys are seeing the black as much as it can react with bleach. Now, some medicines can turn your urine purple. Elavil. Many of you are on amitriptyline or Elavil to go to sleep, right? Or use as an antidepressant. It can turn your urine green. Roboxin, a muscle relaxant, can turn your urine green. Then you have certain diuretics that can actually turn your urine blue. So, you know, if your urine changes color, let your doctor know. Now, many of you have already seen your urine change color with vitamins. The riboflavin, one of the B vitamins that is in your B complex, will sometimes have that fluorescent yellow when it gets broken down in the urine. Again, that's a normal color change, but interesting nonetheless. Okay, hallucinations. We were talking about Chantix causing hallucinations earlier in the year. Well, also, for some of you taking Mefloquine, Lyrium, when you go traveling and you need malaria prophylaxis, that could do it. Also, Mirapex that we use for Parkinson's and restless leg syndrome can also give you hallucinations. So just, you know, if you start having hallucinations, again, you got to think of the medication. Call your doctor. Strange sleep behaviors, we see that with Chantix. You could get night terrors. Chantix we use for smoking cessation. Great medicine. Also, Ambien, Lunesta. A lot of these medications we use for sleeping can give you, weird sleep behaviors, night terrors, nightmares, etc. Now, many of you who tried that Ally or Zenical medication to lose weight, you probably saw that you were kind of messing up your underwear, having inability to control your stool. That could be an issue. You could have a bowel control issue with some of these medicines. And then sometimes you can actually become sexually stimulated or a little manic, wanting to gamble, wanting to drink heavily. Mirapex, that increases your dopamine, that helps with restless leg and Parkinson's, could give you compulsive behavior. So if your spouse is already kind of, you know, wanting sex all the time, that could be an issue. Don't go away. We got more to cover on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
She's alive. She's alive.
And we are back. All right, Dr. Dahlia here. So we were just talking about before the break weird side effects that we could see with prescriptions, okay? Antibiotics aren't immune either. The fluoroquinolones, like your Levaquin, Cipro, ciprofloxacin, Avalox, those could be associated with tendon rupture. Now, we always tell people if we're going to give you this antibiotic, we use this antibiotic for a variety of things. We use it for bowel disorders. We were talking about diverticulitis. We like to use these medications a lot of times for diverticulitis, especially Cipro. You could even use them for sinus infections, bronchitis, skin infections. You could use them for everything, and we use them a lot, especially people that are sulfa allergic and penicillin allergic because they don't react. And they have very, very good coverage of your gram-negative bacteria that are usually difficult to treat with your penicillins. However, every now and then we get a rare case of somebody playing tennis or racquetball or skiing and rupturing their tendon. It can make your tendons weak. So, again, another rare, weird side effect. We were talking about being more amorous, maybe being a little bit more manic, having urges. Requip, which is also used for restless leg syndrome, probably because of the dopamine, can also cause people to do that. Again, I know some of you are like, oh, my God, I'd love my spouse to want sex more. Yeah, but you may not want your spouse to want to go shopping. Propecia Many of you take Propecia to prevent male hair loss and baldness. But keep in mind, Propecia can cause gynecomastia. Now, gynecomastia is male breast growth. You could actually have mammary glands that will grow. They've even found lactation in people that take this. So, again, weird side effect you need to know about. Now, suicidal ideation. This is a serious one, okay? Thinking about suicide. We were very concerned with Chantix. This is... We are back. Sorry about that little boot issue. Okay, so we're talking about suicidal ideation and side effects. Now, the antidepressants. This was a big concern because people would start taking Zoloft or Paxil, their antidepressant, and just as you start to get better and a little bit out of your funk, you are actually at the highest risk for suicide. It's not when you're at the biggest dearth. It's as you start to improve and come out of it. So that has... It's, again, a weird, weird side effect. You know, you're like, why would these medicines make you do that? But it could happen. Also, Lyrium, again, a medicine for malaria prophylaxis, that could also cause some suicidal ideation as well. Okay, and then, of course, birth defects. This is huge, especially when we're looking at Accutane. Now, we were talking about women needing birth control if they take Accutane. Taking this medication could completely cause huge birth defects. And another thing, too, that people don't realize is Accutane could cause rectal bleeding. It could cause bowel issues, crying spells, psychosis, hepatitis. They're even saying herpes. I don't know how Accutane would cause herpes. That's viral. You would need to actually acquire it. and then bone fractures. So, okay, so, you know, what's the point with all this? I mean, we listed a whole bunch of different types of medications, sleeping medications, cholesterol medications, blood pressure medications, and weird side effects that could happen. You didn't miss anything, even though we had a little bit of a reboot issue. You guys still got all the information. Nothing was cut off. My recommendation is read very clearly the side effect list when you get these medications. Now, don't be scared. I mean, keep in mind, Tylenol could have side effects. All these medications can have side effects, okay? No need to panic. But just know, because if something funny does happen, if you start to have blood in the stool, if you start to get depressed, if you see blue colors, if your urine turns green, and again, I'm summarizing all these things, you can stop and go, all right, I need to talk to my doctor about this. But the loss of smell, that's some scary stuff. That's scary stuff. Okay, we were going to talk about blood clots today in the remaining time on our show. A study came out saying it doesn't matter whether you're in coach, first class, business class, the risk of blood clots are the same. But they said try to avoid window seat and hopefully sit in the aisle. If you sit in the aisle, you have more of a chance and more of an opportunity to get up and stretch your legs, especially these flights greater than 5 hours. Now, a second study came out today saying those doctors or medical providers that are giving you aspirin before you go on your trip don't have to. Aspirin is not recommended for prophylaxis now for DVTs. And they say it could actually cause harm, especially if you have an ulcer. Now, we just talked about ulcers, ulcerations. If you have an ulcer that you don't know about because you don't feel, you're taking aspirin, it could kind of burn a hole through that and actually cause you to have a deeper ulcer. So my recommendation is if you are going to be going on a long flight, I love support hose. I think support stockings are great. I think you should talk to your doctor if you would benefit from aspirin therapy. Let's say you are more at risk because you have a blood clotting disorder, or we talked about risks, risk factors. You know, sitting for a long period of time could put you at risk for a blood clot because the blood settles, coagulates, and these blood clots can kill you because they could travel up the veins, go to your heart, go to your brain, etc. But if you have a clotting disorder, if you've had recent surgery, a recent injury, a recent pregnancy, cancer, sometimes you may qualify for taking an aspirin, but you need to ask your doctor. But my recommendation is get up, move around, stretch those legs, use compression stockings, and just be very wary. If your leg starts to get sore, swell, hurt, anything out of the ordinary, you get it checked. Make sure it's not a blood clot before proven otherwise. All right, guys? Great show today. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. We got another hour coming up. If you could stay on, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down. Hang me down. You know, hang me down.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.